Today's feast brings about an end to the infancy narratives of Christmas. The word epiphany comes from the Greek meaning to make known or manifest or reveal. These astrologers, magi, wise men, or kings, however we call them, are important for us because they are teaching us also a lesson about our journey of faith and coming closer and closer to Christ. We see these astrologers are from the East. They come from Persia, which is present-day Iran. Interesting little note, when the Muslims invaded the Holy Land in year 614, they killed many of our Christian Catholic brothers and sisters and destroyed many of our churches, except one, and that was the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. When they went into the church, they saw a mural of the Magi paying homage to Jesus, and they were dressed like Persians. So they believed that if the Persians were here already, this was one place they should not touch. So that was one place that was never destroyed. Here these men have a very keen observance of the world around them. They're paying attention to the stars at night. How many of us go out at night and look up at the stars and study them and review them and think about them and meditate on them? Probably not a whole lot, because I sure don't either. But here were men who were very observant of their surroundings, and they noticed that this one star appears, and it is so momentous, announcing a great event, that they're willing to leave everything they have and go to wherever that star is so they can see this newborn king. Where will it take them? They don't know. How long will it take? Have no idea. When will they be back? Who knows? But this event is too important to let pass by. Not just so say, oh, well, that's nice. Now let's go on with the rest of the day. They have to be there. They want to be there. They want to be involved in this great event. Nothing else mattered to them. But the natural means, the star itself, could only take them so far. And then the divine had to step in, and that was through the scriptures, where they revealed where the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem of Judea. And they're led to that place where Jesus and Mary are. And once they find Jesus, they fall to their knees in adoration and worship. They become changed men by the light of, not the star, but of Jesus himself. They come as seekers, and they find the truth. They are guided by a star, but their lives now will be governed and led by God. In the great cathedral of Cologne, Germany, there are the caskets containing the relics of the three kings. They repose above the Blessed Sacrament in their cathedral. And you can see their skulls in the little cases, and each of them have a golden crown covered with jewels. It's beautiful to see. I've seen it firsthand. There are many ways that God wants to interact in our lives. It can be through the beauty of nature. It can be the circumstances that are around us in life, and we need to pay attention to the circumstances of life, and through other people as well. God does this so that he can be able to enter into our lives more fully and lead us into a closer union with him through the scriptures, through the sacraments, through the guidance of the church. Christ gives us a close encounter with himself, leading us to the Father and to our complete union with him in heaven. In a few moments, Christ will be made manifest, will be shown to us once again in the Blessed Sacrament, and we too will go to our knees in worship and adoration. Let this great event not pass us by, but may it change us as we encounter Christ and direct our hearts, our words, our actions, our whole life to follow Christ more closely in this new year.